In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Friday, finally Friday, December 5th. It is 5:31. Welcome. Thank you guys so much for being here. Getting ready for the weekend. It is upon us. What a week. We finally made it. How are you doing this morning?
So good. So happy it's Friday. I'm so turned around because I know you were out sick. I guess we were all out on Wednesday. Like, what day is it? What month is it?
I know.
What year are we in?
And then, like, I always get turned around at holiday time. Just things seems to shift, and I'm already getting the let's circle back in January on this kind of conversations with people. I'm getting a lot of those. I had two of those yesterday and I was like, that's cool. Fine by me. Let's wait till the holidays are over. So I feel like a lot of people kind of put things on pause right now, which is nice. You know, everybody needs a little break if you're lucky enough to have one of those.
Oh, 1,000%. I'm looking forward to our vacation already.
Yeah. are you still planning to go to the Philippines?
I am. Yes. I'm going to actually Hong Kong first. We're going to go to Hong Kong Disney and just spend a couple days there. And then it's only a 2-hour flight from Manila. So we'll be in the Philippines most of our trip. And then we have a layover in South Korea for 10 hours. I'm so excited for that.
Are you going to leave the airport and go check things out for that layover?
Yes, we plan on. There's an actual, like, they do free tours at the, is it Incheon, airport? And then we go out into the city, and then we're going to go get real Korean barbecue, do some shopping, maybe get some K-beauty products. So if you want anything, let me know.
Olive Young. Go to Olive Young. That's where you're supposed to go.
I've heard of Olive Young. And all these places that we just want to do as much time and maximize our layover.
That sounds absolutely incredible. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. What are you up to this weekend, at least?
This weekend? Well, so let me see here. I am like so excited for the F1 race. It is the final race of the season.
Yes.
The championship is on the line. Is it going to be Lando? Is it going to be Max? Is Oscar going to come from behind? Is he going to do something? It's just such an exciting race, and it's going to be on tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. our time. So
Nice.
I'm going to get up and I'll watch that race. I'm so excited. They had practice. Lando was fastest in the first practice that happened at 1 o'clock this morning. So like I woke up, I'm like, who's fastest at practice? Like I'm so excited about that. My husband and I are going to go out to dinner this weekend to celebrate his birthday, which I was unable to celebrate because I was so sick this week.
And you sound so much better today,
I feel
by the
better.
Way.
I think I'm like 95%.
Good.
Like, I still have a little bit of scratchiness, but I feel a lot better. And then Sunday, I'm going to the Broncos Raiders game.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, easy win, baby. I'm already counting like the times. I'm like, I'm going to probably play 40 to 12.
You know what? I'm not going to get cocky about it because I've done that before and then my team loses. So I'm just going to say, I hope you're right, but I'm going to be a humble fan and realize I am in the Raiders house and I'm still going to wear on my Bronco gear, but I'm definitely hoping it's
an easy
win. Is
it a 1 o'clock game?
Yeah, I think
cool.
So
you'll be out early.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, it'll be an early day, and hopefully it'll be a quick game. So we'll see.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really looking forward to this weekend, and we're looking forward to the show, guys. We've got so much going on for you today. We are going to hook you up with tickets to see Guns N' Roses with the Mega Minute, 7:30 this morning, and so many people have been calling us about these Olivia Dean tickets. She's coming to town. That show sold out, like, almost immediately, and we've got those passes in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up, so stick around for that. Also, an early edition of Heads Up, just after 6 o'clock, we'll get you tickets to check out Glittering Lights, perfect for the holidays. Every year, around this same time, the same movie slips on this imaginary Santa hat and tries to sneak in to the holiday lineup, and you all know the one. Let me give you some hints here. The Skyscraper. The Hostages, the barefoot hero crawling through vents while everyone else is sipping cocoa. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is that Die Hard?
Die Hard is the movie I'm talking about.
Oh.
And sure enough, this British Board of Film Classification survey has come out asking people, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Now, we have this debate every year, and the argument is still alive, believe it or not.
Oh, gosh.
People are still arguing this. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. I want to see if our listeners match up to these survey results. So 44% of people say, no, Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Okay.
38% say, yes, it is a Christmas movie. 17% are stuck somewhere in the middle.
That's me. I'm
You're
a part
in the middle?
Of 17. Yeah, I just don't really remember the movie much.
So it's like the bad guys take over this building, and Bruce Willis is at the Christmas party, and he fights them, and it takes place during a Christmas party. So I feel like that's why so many people argue that it is a Christmas movie. But here is my case. The plot is not driven by Christmas. John McClane, he could have crashed that office party in June. It would have been the exact same story.
Mm.
The fact that it happened at a there's no Christmas like arc on it. Nobody learns anything meaningful about family or forgiveness or anything. He just fights bad guys in it. So how can we even say this is a Christmas movie?
Over the course of the movie, do you remember if it's just on Christmas Eve or it actually goes through like the whole Christmas season?
No, it's like one night.
Oh, wow. The whole movie's one night.
From what I remember, correct me if I'm wrong,
okay.
But it's one night. There's no follow-up like with them having turkey at dinner.
Or there's no New Year's Eve party.
No, nothing like that. We're getting some texts here. This one says, no, 100%, it is not a Christmas movie. Thank you. This one says, I saw an interview with Bruce Willis. He even said Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Oh, there it is.
Well, if Bruce is saying it, then I think we have to take that into consideration. But like now we're getting some of the pro Die Hard calls here. This text says, I am team Christmas movie. The whole thing happens at a Christmas party. That counts in my book. This one says, we watch Die Hard every year on Christmas Eve. It's a tradition. It's a Christmas movie.
Oh, gosh.
I don't understand. Joe, good morning. What do you think?
Die Hard is a Christmas movie because if you look at it the way that you look at it, Home Alone isn't a Christmas movie either. It's about a house being robbed.
But
there's
a Christmas theme about love and forgiveness and the old man next door. It's all of, like, I see your argument. It's, you know, it's pretty good.
Die Hard.
Go ahead.
In Die Hard, he reconciles with his wife. They were estranged for months or whatever.
But if you swap out the holiday decorations on Die Hard, nothing changes. Like, if you swap out the holiday situation in Home Alone, things change.
Yeah, it's still a heist movie regardless.
I love Thank you, Joe. Let's talk to Big KB. Hey, what do you think?
Hi. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
You
come on, the background of the movie, the whole theme of the movie is Bruce Willis is trying to get to his wife for Christmas.
But you could do it in June. He's still trying to get to his wife. Christmas has nothing to do with it.
Mercedes, the chauffeur wears a Santa Claus cap. They're talking about Christmas throughout the movie, getting the gifts, getting back home, where are the kids?
It's just decor.
Okay, well, what about Gremlins? The movie Gremlins takes place during Christmas. Is Gremlins a Christmas movie?
No, Gremlins is not.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday. It is December 5th, 6:04. Thank you guys so much for being here. I was texting my daughter last night and I made an observation. So I read this article, like, I swear it was like a week ago or something, and it was about Gen Z letting go of capital letters, having them go. And I'm texting with my daughter last night, and it finally clicked that that's how she texts, and that's how she's, for as long as I can remember, always texts me in all lowercase letters. Like, Gen Z is collectively retiring the shift key, and, like, it's funny to me. Every message feels very calm and kind of vibey, like, if that makes any sense. And then she sees my normal capitalization and she's like, what's wrong? Why are you mad? I'm like, well, I'm not mad. I just wrote hi. Yeah, but you wrote it with a capital H. I'm like, oh, hi, you know, as opposed to hi. You know, I love being critiqued by someone who types like there's some sort of sleepy poet or something like that.
My sister-in-law, and it's a setting in the phone, right, where it doesn't do
auto-cap. Yeah, you can turn it off. Yeah.
She has that and she takes it off. And so, and she's this professional and she is done so well in her career. And she's like a dean at a college, right? So when I see her getting the text from her in lowercase, I'm like, who is this woman?
Yeah.
And she types really fast on her computer, so I'm not sure if she's texting or if she's texting on her laptop. But regardless, it's always lowercase.
That's the thing. Like, it's starting to rub off on me. I'll notice some of my responses are all lowercase, and I haven't turned off that setting on my phone. I'll just lowercase it. If it switches to uppercase, I'll say, like, that looks too harsh. I don't want to come across too harsh. But, like, and I'll do it in social posts and, like, group chats and even emails with younger people. If they're not younger people, then I won't. I'll do regular capitalization. But, what would you think differently of someone who never uses capital letters? Does it make it look more relaxed to you, or does it look sloppy, or are we losing good grammar, or does this fall under the things that we just need to stop stressing out about?
Well, I saw an email from you, and I was so shocked because you sent something in lowercase, and it was last night or two nights ago, you sent in topics was the subject line.
Uh-huh.
And the letter T was lowercase.
Really?
Out of all the
that
years.
That must have been like an, like, I'm just falling into this weird habit.
At first I was like, is this Mercedes being hacked? Who is this girl? And then I opened it, I'm like, no, this is really for Mercedes. Every day we send topics, and we've been doing it for years. I've been working with you for years. It's always the capital T. And that one night,
It was on the third.
Oh my God, I was like, who is this woman?
Lowercase T. I'm telling you, my kid is rubbing off on me. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm writing in all lowercase now. It just, to me, it sends a vibe of like, hey, it's all good. Like, we're just relaxed here, you know?
It's the end of the year.
Yeah.
It's the holiday season. Let's wait till January 2026 on this.
I'm going to turn the settings off for capitalization on my phone.
I'm going to
see what happens.
I feel like your personality is going to change after this.
Do you think so?
Yes, I'm going to be like, I'm going to be calling you Mertz from now on, girl.
Someone just texted said, pure laziness, use capitals. Well, honestly, it takes some work to turn off the settings, so that's not complete laziness. We have a lot coming up on the show this morning, you guys. Don't go anywhere. lot of fun to come. We have an early edition of Heads Up in just a few minutes. We're going to get you a fast pass to enjoy glittering lights, perfect for the holidays. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. The wedding conversation around Taylor and Travis has absolutely exploded. More guests, more locations. But buried in all these little updates is a rumored date that changes the whole story. We'll explain coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are trending this morning. This is very exciting. I feel like we're finally getting some details on their upcoming nuptials. They started the whole idea with a small ceremony, and then the plan kind of snowballed. The guest list got bigger, the venue conversations got bigger, and now they're looking at everything from Rhode Island to Tennessee to a possible private island.
Oh, I love this. They're all over the place.
This is so crazy. So Page Six says they might still keep that intimate Rhode Island moment, but they are also considering a second celebration at a larger spot. Blackberry Farm in Tennessee is in the mix. Also, the Ocean House near her Watch Hill place is in the mix. Even places like Necker Island are being discussed because I guess they just looked at how many people they wanted to be there, and they're like, this has got to be pretty big. We're inviting everyone. I remember she was doing press when Life of a Showgirl came out, and she was talking to some British DJs, and she's like, you're on the list. And I'm like, you're inviting the British DJ to the, like, what the heck?
Good for her, though.
There's going to be a lot of people there, but while everyone is focused on the where, fans, they picked up on a clue about the when. So a date has started circulating, and Swifties are in full analysis mode on that. The date, June 13th, 2026.
Ooh.
Now, we all know the 13 is her number, so that stood out right away. Then fans added the digits, 6 plus 1 plus 3 plus 2 plus 6 lands at 18. Add 1 and 8 together, that becomes 9. And in numerology, 9 signals a chapter closing and a new one opening.
I am sorry to interrupt, but I am a numerologist and I love to study numerology, but they forgot a number.
They did?
They did. They needed to add another 2 because they're forgetting 2026. They only put 2 and 6, which actually equals to 20, and that equals to number 2, and the number 2 in numerology equals harmony and balance and partnership. So I actually think 20 is a better number than 18.
This number is completely wrong?
Correct, because they did 6 plus 1 plus 8. I'm sorry, 6 plus 1 plus 8. Is it 8? 6 plus 1 plus 3 plus 2 plus 6. They need to add 2 plus 2 plus 6 because it's 2026.
But isn't it 2 plus 0? Okay, 6 plus 1 plus 3 plus 2 plus 2 plus 6
is 20.
It is?
Yes.
Hold on.
Had to correct the fans. I'm sorry.
Plus 3 plus 2 plus 2 plus 6.
It equals to ding 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 ding.
I'm getting different numbers here. I gotta redo my math. Anyway, that's what the fans are saying.
Yeah, we gotta correct the fans on the numerology part. But other than that, I love how they're looking into this.
Well, her bridesmaids reportedly include Selena Gomez, Gigi Hadid. They're putting together a lot of bachelorette style parties. They're saying places that she loves, like Nashville, New York, Italy, the Bahamas. They're meeting, they're texting, they're planning. They're meeting with Travis's mom, Donna, as they get everything organized. No one from the couple's camp, of course, has confirmed anything yet, but the clues, they keep coming and fans are following every single one. And that is what's trending. Okay, let's do it. It is time to win. Time for Heads Up, an early edition for you guys up early this morning. Let's get you a fast pass to glittering lights at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the 2025 season. Instead of waiting in that line, you get to go right to the front. It's going to be such an amazing time. It's such a family tradition here in Las Vegas, and you're going to be there. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up. You also qualify for the grand prize, which is a season pass to Glittering Lights for the 2025 holiday season. All you got to do is be caller 20 right now at 702-364-9400. Pick your category, get six answers in 60 seconds, and you will win. Caller 20, you're in. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Beverly, your caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play Heads Up for these for this Glittering Lights Fast Pass?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm very nervous and excited.
Well, don't be nervous. We got this. In the bag, 6 and 60 seconds is all we need. You just got to pick a category. Do you want to go with Add to Cart or Outfit of the Day?
We'll do Add to Cart.
Add to Cart. Okay, so Cyber Monday was on Monday, and these are all things that have to do with online shopping. Okay, did you do any online shopping?
Yes, I did.
Okay, then we're going to be just fine, because I did too. We're going to be on the same wavelength. 6 and 60 is all we need. Let's do this.
You guys got this. There's 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
All right. If you know you want to buy something, sometimes you'll put it in your what to save for later.
Shopping cart?
In your cart, yes. If it's not regular price, you're getting it on?
Sale.
Yes. You use one of these usually to pay for things online. You use a what?
A debit card? A credit card?
A credit card, yes. This is, sometimes they give you free this so it gets to your house, and it's an added bonus. Free what?
Free shipping.
Yes. This is when they bring it to your home, you're paying for this.
Delivery?
Yes. This is sometimes when it's being delivered, they'll send you one of these so you know where it is at all times. You just have
tracking
to.
Info.
Yes!
That's awesome! Yes!
Yes! Wow!
Great
See, Beverly, with time to spare, you had nothing to worry about, and we know that you know your online shopping. Way to go, Beverly. Yeah. Congratulations. You are going to enjoy just such a fun thing in Las Vegas. Glittering lights at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the 2025 season. And you're also in that grand prize drawing to get yourself a season pass so you can go as much as you want. So more chances to win coming up. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pantone, the color people, they just announced their color of the year for 2026. This is the color they say that will be the most popular. This will be the trend-setting color. And they picked a color called Cloud Dancer. And it's white.
It's just white.
They call it like a soft white shade. They want it to feel clean and light. They say it represents a calm and a reset and just the chance to start fresh, which I respect, but it's already causing a lot of controversy because trends have kind of shifted warmer and it just feels kind of like out of the blue. Like, why is it white? But some people love it. Some people that we don't need another shade of white. Others are reading a lot more into the timing. They say that Cloud Dancer is meant to be a blank canvas and a fresh start. So that's what 2026 is going to be all about.
Let's be honest. It's just a shade of white. Cloud Dancer is just a fancy name of saying it's a different shade of white. No, it's white. And this actually, I saw this article and it reminded me of this ongoing debate that me and my husband are currently going through. So we just went to ComplexCon recently, and at ComplexCon, I got these new shoes and they are so cute. They're the Undefeated Sail sneakers. Do you know what's the shoes I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, if it's called Undefeated Sail, S-A-I-L. And sail is just like another word of saying white. It's another shade of white. So every time I call them my white shoes, Jim gets all annoyed. He goes, they're not white. They're sail. no, dude, they're white. If you saw my shoes across the street, you would literally say they're white.
What does he work for, Sherwin-Williams? I feel like, do we have to call it by, like, the paint colors? Like, why can't blue be blue? Like, I get it. There's light blue, there's dark blue, there's aqua blue. But, like, when they have these fancy names that go along with it, it's just like, come on.
And now he's, like, being, like, the correction police in my house. He's like, no, it's not sale. It's not white. It's called sale. And I'm like, dude, give it a break. And I think it's because he loves sneakers. He needs it to be accurate. So he's correcting me. And he always does that. He's like, no, it's not white. It's sale. And I'm like, okay, we get it.
I actually feel this in my soul because my husband does the exact same thing with another color. I mean, this guy, you know, he treats Nike color names like it's federal law. Like, if I ever say anything about his shoes being fluorescent green, he loses his mind.
Is that the neon?
It's the neon one, but there's a name. Nike has a name for that color.
Oh, God, what is it?
Volt.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, your shoes are fluorescent green. That is not fluorescent green. It is Volt. And I'm like, here's the thing. I know what neon looks like. I know what my eyes see. But according to him, there is this whole universe between fluorescent green and Volt. One is a color and the other is a lifestyle. So now I have trained myself. I will see something glowing like a radioactive highlighter. And instead of saying fluorescent green, I stop, take a breath. I go, that's Volt. And he gets, marriage is growth, people. You know, marriage is about growth and it's about survival.
You reminded me of the time because James and Matt, they both have the same shoes. They're the pine green.
Oh, yeah. Not green, not forest green. Pine green.
And if I call it forest green, he goes, it's not forest green. It's pine green.
I think they need to marry each other.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Odyssey, helping local business tell your story.
A new LendingTree survey found something your local grocery store already suspects. One in four Americans admits to taking something through self-checkout without scanning. I'm shaking my finger at you. One out of 2,050 people surveyed, out of the 2,050 people surveyed, men were twice as likely to do it compared to women. Most blamed the financial pressure that they feel, trying to just pay for the basics. Others pointed to higher prices tied to tariffs or prices that they just feel are unfair. Almost half of the people who stole on purpose got caught. Close to half said self-checkout is harder to fool now. 2 years ago, that number sat around 15%. So now you kind of see where we're at.
I've told you I've gone caught stealing at self-checkout, have I? When I was younger?
Oh, I was like, really?
Not like recently, no.
No. What was it for?
I was in high school and it was like, oh, you just get the Burt's Bees. Just grab the Burt's Bees and put it in your pocket. And we went through self-checkout pretending to still buy something. But that's where I got caught. So we bought gum, but I stole the chapstick. Then a secret shopper comes around and says, excuse me, kids, I need you to come here. And they knew. They saw me steal the Burt's Bees. And I thought I was so slick going through self-checkout, but no.
So what did they do?
They called my parents. And really, they were calling my brother, acting like my dad. But yeah, they called my parents saying that you need to be picked up and stuff. So my brother acted like my dad.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You didn't get any sort of... Like, did you get trespassed? Were you not allowed to go there ever again?
I heard through a friend, because a friend of a friend worked at that same store, and they said that my picture is on the wall. Oh, I wonder if it's still there, like, 15 years later.
Blacklisted. Oh, we should have you walk in the store and see if they escort you out.
Oh, my gosh. I was like,
that'll be our new little thing. Like, where is Steph blacklisted from? Also this morning, a new study from the University of Cambridge says the shift from adolescence to adulthood happens much later than we thought. They scanned our brains from 4,000 people, just ranging from infants to age 90. And what they found was there are five phases of development that do not line up with the way we actually talk about age, like not at all. They say childhood runs from birth to age 9. Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. adolescence runs from 9 to 32.
What? That is a huge gap.
Those years are all about learning and building efficiency. So if you are 30 years old, consider yourself an adolescent still. Now, adulthood runs from 32 to 66, and that is when the brain finally hits a stable groove. Early aging starts at 66, goes to 83, and late aging is from 83 on. But there's always going to be a difference based on the culture that you're brought up with, your upbringing. But still, if you felt like adulthood hit later for you, then this research totally lines up.
It kind of makes sense right now, at least in my life, like with the females in my life at my age, how we're all having babies later. I don't know if this has anything to do with it. Like, I just don't feel at my age that I'm ready. And I'm in my mid-30s. It's the weirdest thing.
Girl, I still call my mom and ask her, like, for help on things. Like, yeah. I think it's a mentality. And I think that, like, it's the weirdest thing when there's a situation that needs to be dealt with and everyone looks to you and you're like, oh crap, I'm the adult in the room. Like, what am I? So I don't know what to do. This is my first time living life. How am I supposed to know?
There's no handbook on how to be a mom or a parent.
It's crazy. But like, I call my mom for advice all the time. And I feel like I'm 10 years old, you know, because I'm just so lost on things. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Finally, this morning, Columbia Sportswear, they are calling out the flat earthers. With a new ad, the CEO, his name's Tim Boyle, he looks right in the camera and he tells anyone who believes that the planet has an edge to go take a picture of it, bring it back as proof, and he says you will get the company. You will get the entire Columbia Sportswear Company if you are able to prove that. He says he wants a photo of a visible end to the planet showing a drop into nothing and clouds slipping away forever. You know, a cliff top in Seattle does not count. A cul-de-sac in Kansas does not count. Your buddy Dave changing his name to The Edge does not count either. This actually has to be the edge of the earth. The fine print clears up the part where he offers the company. It actually refers to the company LLC with assets valued at $100,000. So the real Columbia is not on the line, but you do get some assets.
This is so wild. Like, who on earth would really try to find the edge of the earth just to get a company? Like, this is so baffling.
Well, that's the whole joke. There's no edge of the earth.
Right.
It's like, so no one's going to be able to do this, but it's just like, it's kind of pointing a finger and laughing at the flat earthers.
Is this also a marketing play on Columbia? They're actually pretty brilliant.
Maybe you're like, hey, I like this place. They don't believe in flat earth, you know?
Yeah.
If you are a believer, you got your work cut out for you, but some big rewards at the end of it. That's for sure.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, and want to give a birthday shout out to Starshine. It is her 13th birthday today.
Yay, happy birthday.
What a cool name, Starshine. I love that name. How could you be like sad ever if your name is Starshine?
I know.
That is a beautiful name. I'm a little afraid, you guys. I'm afraid I'm going to end up on the next episode of Dateline.
Dateline?
Yeah.
Like the murder show?
Yeah. Or Crime Stoppers or something. I think I'm going to be accused of being a criminal. Something happened yesterday that had me feeling like, oh no, I am in big trouble. Like, have you ever had a moment where you feel like your whole life is about to kind of land on a neighborhood watch page or you, and you have no idea why? So yesterday I'm driving home and I'm on the middle of a phone call, and it's a very important phone call. And I pull off on my exit to go to my neighborhood, and I already know the cell service near my house will drop the second I enter my neighborhood. I think I've been on calls with you before, and I'm like, hey, I'm about to get into my neighborhood. I'm going to lose you. I'll have to call you back.
Yes, so been there.
This was just such an important phone call that I was like, okay, I can't. So I always have my backup plan. If I'm still on a phone call and I'm approaching my house, there's a neighborhood before mine, and I will pull into that neighborhood and I will finish the phone call. So that's what I do. I go into this neighborhood. I park on the street. I'm not in front of someone's house. Like, there's a row of houses, and then on the other side there's like their mailbox and there's no other houses. So that's where I park. So I'm just minding my own business. I'm talking on the phone on this call, and then I see something in my peripheral vision, and I look, and there's this lady, and she just comes out of nowhere, and she's holding a digital camera.
Like a digital camera?
Yeah, like the kind like that my husband uses when he works. It's like the
the legit ones.
Yes.
Oh.
With like a lens and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what's she taking pictures of? She starts taking a couple pictures of the houses, but then she turns and it takes pictures of me in my car.
What? Why?
I don't know. I'm freaking out. I'm still on this phone call. I'm trying to like pay attention to what I'm talking about. She's all click, 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 click. And then I see her walking towards the car, and I'm looking at her. I have tinted windows, so I'm not sure if she can see me. And she walks in front of the windshield so she can see me. She makes eye contact with me, looks at me, and then walks away.
Like she was it the eye contact, like a let me get a visual of you and your driver's light or your license plate and walk away type of thing?
It wasn't even the license plate. It was just of me. So I'm like, what the heck was that? So she walks away, doesn't say a word. My stomach kind of drops. I'm kind of running through scenarios in my head, like, what just happened? Did she call in a suspicious vehicle? Do I look like I'm doing something shady? Am I going to be on Dateline? So a few minutes later, it escalates. A cop car pulls into the neighborhood.
Oh, no. This is getting messy.
Have you ever been, like, accused of being a criminal? Because I felt like they all thought I was doing something. So the cop car pulls in on the other side, like there's the corner. I'm on one side, pulls in on the other street where they can see my car and just sits there. So now the call's wrapping up and I'm like, what do I do? Do I go talk to the cop? Do I say something? They're not coming to me. So I just pull out of there and I'm driving slowly, waiting for the lights to turn on, like they're going to pull me over. I turn out of the neighborhood. I go about my business. I go home and I've been thinking about it ever since. I am so afraid I'm going to end up on some weirdo website. Like, have you seen this woman? She's stalking our neighborhood.
It is the cop car that came in. Did it start following you into your, like, your other neighbor or your neighborhood?
No. And I thought for sure it was going to. As I'm like pulling out, I'm kind of waiting for them to follow me, because I'm going to tell him, like, hey, I mean no harm. I wasn't doing anything. And he just sat there and he waited for me to leave. But now I'm sure my license plate is in their system. I'm sure they checked up on things and they're probably, I'm on their radar now. Like, this lady is going and sitting in random neighborhoods, and it's, I'm scared that I'm going to be labeled a creeper now because of that.
Are you, when you go into, because you said you've done this before, right? You
in that exact neighborhood.
So, okay, then there's like, oh, there's that car again, that black tinted car, and they're standing, and then they're only there for 2 minutes, and then they leave. So are you suspicious? Maybe.
Do I look suspicious? I was not doing anything. Would you guys call? Would either of you call and report me to your neighborhood watch or call the cops on me? I'm harmless.
No, that's super weird. Maybe she was, I don't know, maybe she was being a, you know, a Karen, and I don't know. It's weird. It's weird because the cop didn't follow you. He just sat there and didn't do a thing.
I think he was trying to scare me into leaving, which worked. I mean, I did finish the phone call, but it's like, it was just so bizarre. And have you guys ever been like accused of being a criminal? Because I felt so guilty and I didn't even do anything wrong at that point.
So I have been accused by a criminal by my neighbor as well. And I totally see why. So, you know, we have early mornings and I leave my apartment like 4:30 in the morning. Okay. And it lately has been freezing cold. So what I've been doing each morning is I wear the face masks that we used to wear during COVID, but they're black. I have black masks and I have a really large black jacket with a hoodie. So I'm here. I'm leaving my apartment and I have my hoodie on. It's tight. I have my black mask on. And right as I turn the corner of the apartment building, my neighbor comes out of their apartment. We make eye contact and my neighbor's like, ah! She jumps, I jump, and I'm like, oh my God. And she goes, oh my God, I thought you were a robber. I'm like, no, I swear, I'm your next door neighbor. So I take my hood off, I take off my mask. She goes, oh my God, it's just you. And I honestly, if I were her, I would have called the cops on me.
Well, honestly, you should have been like, hey, I mean, this is your opportunity to turn to a life of crime staff. You'd be like, I am, stick them up.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Brianna, your caller 20. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I am great. How you doing on this Friday?
I'm fantastic.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
Yes.
Okay, so you know how it works. You get 60 seconds. You get 10 questions. You get them all correct in that time, and you're on your way to see Guns N' Roses. You ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Brianna, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Elsa and Anna are characters from what Disney movie?
Frozen.
Yes. Sweet Child of Mine and Welcome to the Jungle are hit songs from which band?
Guns N' Roses.
Yes. Barney the Dinosaur is mainly what color?
Purple.
Yes. Finish this Christmas line. It's beginning to look a lot like
Christmas.
Yes. What is the name of the famous prison on an island in the San Francisco Bay?
Alcatraz.
Yes. How many degrees are in a right angle?
45.
No. What kind of soda is used in a typical Long Island iced tea?
Club.
No. What country singer just hosted the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting?
Pass.
A Douglas fir is a type of what?
Christmas tree.
Yes. In the famous logo, what is the Morton Salt girl holding in her hand?
An umbrella.
Yes. How many degrees are in a right angle?
90 degrees.
90 degrees is correct, but unfortunately not enough, Brianna. Oh, you really did a good job. We had to pass on that 90 degree one. The kind of soda that's typically used in a Long Island iced tea, Coke, Coca-Cola. Mm. I would have taken Pepsi too. Really, any kind of cola. Which country singer just hosted the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting ceremony? This one would have gotten me. I had no idea. Reba McEntire did that.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we do not end the week with a winner. But the good news is someone's still going to win these tickets. Caller 20 right now. You get them, two of them, to check out Guns N' Roses as they bring their 2026 world tour to Allegiant Stadium August 22nd of next year. Who wants to go? Caller 20, you're in right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Odyssey, helping local business tell your story.
A new survey has found something a lot of families already kind of feel in their bones. Christmas stress does not wait until dinner. It hits its highest point at exactly 12:27 in the afternoon on Christmas. People want rest, people want connection, but more than half of people say they barely get any real quiet on Christmas. One in five say they get about 30 minutes total. And most of the pressure just comes from trying to make the day perfect for everyone. Parents are juggling kids. The kids are overstimulated from all the presents. There's a kitchen schedule. A lot of people say that they will literally leave just to get a reset. Do you guys get overwhelmed by the actual holiday and all the people that are around you?
No, I think Christmas Day is one of the best days of the year. We usually go watch a movie and then watch some basketball. So no stress here.
Oh, nice. Mercedes, honestly, I don't feel like the stress, at least because I'm not hosting. Do you feel that way as a mom? Because sure. I feel like the stress of a mom is different.
I think I do get overstimulated on that stuff. I think, I don't know if it's just me as a person or as a mom, but there's a lot of things going on. Like, yes, you have all the presents, but then afterwards, all I see is a mess. Like, who's going to clean up this mess? Get your stuff up. Then, okay, it's, you know, let's make breakfast. What are we going to do for breakfast? Start thinking ahead. Okay, dinner is coming. What do I have to start making now? What can wait? And so, yeah, it would be like so nice to just like watch a movie and stuff. But I've got like 20 billion things on my list that I have to do still.
Didn't
you
say one Christmas Matt comes out with the white trash bag? He's like, all right, everybody.
Oh, that's him every year. And it's the black trash bag. We go heavy duty. We go hefty.
Yeah, you should put the wrapping paper as you open the gifts. So one gift, you know, one trash at a time.
Yeah, smart. That's what we do. But then there's just boxes everywhere. Oh, and it's like, what do we recycle the boxes? It's like, I make it more difficult than I really need to. It's like a time to just relax, but I don't do that.
I love seeing the trash bins after Christmas because it's filled.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Also this morning, a new NBC poll shows a major shift in how people view college. 63% of people say a four-year degree is no longer worth the cost. Now, a decade ago, most people believed it was definitely the surest path to a better job, higher earnings, but even people who already earn degrees are kind of rethinking their investment. 46% of people say it has paid off, but you know, rising tuition and heavy debt and just unpredictable job outcomes are kind of changing the way that people see that old promise of college equaling a job, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, in radio, we really don't even need a high school degree, but I do it because I felt like college taught me more than just an education. It taught me about life and how to live on my own and stuff. So I think the experience overall is something that can't be replaced. But like, I couldn't tell you what I learned from sociology 101. So I can get that why people see this way.
I agree. You can learn a trade, you know, plumbing, HVAC, electrician, and they make, you know, well over six figures without any college.
Yeah, I think it just depends on what you are going for. Like certain jobs, you have to have a college degree. You want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer. You got to do that.
For sure.
But, in our situation, I think that, you know, I got the job before I graduated college. I literally dropped out of college to take this specific job. And then I ended up going back and getting my degree. And so many people were like, why are you getting your degree? You already got the job. Like, why do you even care? And it was just more like, well, I'm almost there. Like, I might as well have that piece of paper. And you never know. You might need it in the future, you know?
You did it for yourself.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
All that matters.
And my dad, who wouldn't speak to me until I got that degree. No, I'm just kidding. Finally, this morning, most people agree that there is a sound that you want to avoid at all costs. Warning, I'm about to play that sound, okay?
Okay.
So it might trigger some of you, but this is a sound that people despise.
Oh!
The dentist drill, okay?
Terrible.
The Acoustical Society of America says researchers are now working on a quieter version because people hate the sound so much. They believe that if they reduce that sharp grating sound, it will help lower dental anxiety and get more people back into the dentist for regular care. A softer drill might not make anyone love their appointment, but it could make the experience a little easier to face.
Yes, please. I hate the dentist.
Yeah, not only that, but when you played that sound, it reminded me of when I got my wisdom teeth pulled out just not too long ago.
It seriously is triggering. And I really believe, like, you're supposed to go in twice a year for your cleaning. I'll go in once, and then that makes me cancel my second appointment.
Like,
I can't stand it. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know, a lot of people are talking about comedian Amy Schumer. She had dropped a bunch of new photos over the weekend, and people noticed something right away. She looks different, but that's not the part that's getting all the attention. Her wedding ring is nowhere in these new shots, not in anything she's posted since she kind of wiped her page a few weeks ago. And the British tabloids kind of grabbed that detail and ran with it, saying that she is 100% done with her husband, Chris Fisher. And they're saying the reason is because she lost weight and moved on. Now, another source says they're still together. They're just kind of sorting out their marriage stuff. And the whole thing made me think about how often this happens behind the scenes. You see someone lose weight and their whole life kind of shifts, right?
Yeah.
New habits, new routines, new confidence, and sometimes a new identity. And sometimes the relationship will keep up with it, but also sometimes it does not. And sometimes a person who stays the same feels like they were kind of left behind. Or then there's the other side. Someone gains weight and then their partner kind of pulls away in a way that feels cold. People rarely talk about that part out loud, but I think everyone knows someone who's gone through it. Have you had weight loss or weight gain kind of ruin your relationship? Did it cost you a partner? I know everybody is blaming it on this, but there's got to be more to it than just the weight loss that she is experiencing right now.
Oh, for sure. I've seen it with friends, and luckily the relationship was still the same, but I saw the conflict with my girlfriend and her boyfriend. She lost so much weight. She was eating differently. She was just, it's like a mental thing versus really a physical thing that she was going through with her change, because she was going through a lot of dark moments. And when her boyfriend didn't hop on, it wasn't that he wasn't gaining or losing weight. It was the fact that he didn't want to improve himself mentally and physically. And they grew apart. Did they stay together and they make it work? Yes. But you could tell in her that she was frustrated that he didn't want to grow with her.
And is that a lot of pressure to put someone on someone? Like, yeah, that's great for her. But like, should she be able to kind of force that on him? If he's comfortable the way he is, why does he have to grow with her, so to speak?
You know? I see what you're saying. I don't think that it was a forced thing or there was a pressure. It was, I'm starting to see life differently than I was before, and he's staying the same. Maybe it's growing differences or just, you know, growing pains. I don't think that it was the pressure. It was just more like, I'm starting to see life differently because I'm starting to change my life patterns.
And is that something that someone should do along with you? Can you still find that common ground? Nadine is on the phone at 702-364-9400. Hey, Nadine, what do you think?
Hey, seriously, the same thing that you were just describing happened to me, where I decided to finally focus on me. And I started WeGooey, and I lost 35 pounds, and, you know, honestly, I felt like I looked and felt the best I ever had in years.
And so, how did that work with your relationship?
Meanwhile, my husband just kind of stayed stagnant. He didn't even try to do something with me. Like, he, you know, didn't really change his diet, take care of himself in that way. And I don't know, like, I would even ask, like, let's go for a walk around the block. And he would say, yeah, no, maybe I'll do it later. And it just never happened.
Were you okay with him saying, like, before you had your drastic weight loss, were you okay with him not going on walks? Was that something that you pressured him to do even back then?
I thought, you know, if I kind of got into the routine of things and then kind of like shared, hey, this is what I do. And I thought he would hop on. I thought that would be like easy enough and enticing enough for him to like say, all right, I can also work on myself.
And so what happened? He wasn't interested at all? Are you guys still together?
It really hit me that I'm working so hard for myself and to feel good. And I think we should show up in life together. So I packed up and left.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. It was just like you didn't feel like you had anything in common. Your goals were different this time.
Yeah. You know, I'm glowing up and my husband just refused to make any adjustments in his life. And now I'm living my best life, lighter and much happier in many ways.
Wow. Well, good. Congratulations, Nadine. That's quite an accomplishment. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Have you had a relationship torn apart by weight loss? Or maybe not torn apart. You're just like, hey, this isn't going to work for me anymore. I lost the weight and that's it. I want Robin to stay on the line. Robin, don't go anywhere. She was on the other side of this. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hi, Robin.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for holding for so long. We appreciate it. We're talking about Amy Schumer. Her new photos kind of kicked off this whole thing. She looks different now. People noticed her wedding ring is missing, and she scrubbed her page of all of her photos of her a little heavier. The tabloids are yelling divorce. We're talking about weight loss possibly ending your marriage. Were you the one that gained weight? Your partner checked out, vice versa. What happened to you, Robin?
I actually got dumped by my husband.
Because of weight loss or weight gain? What happened?
Yeah, so, okay, I'm not overweight at all. I'm just going to put that out. I'm healthy. I'm fine. But he's this, like, hardcore gym guy. Like, he lives for protein shakes, lifting, all that stuff. You know, like, anyway, he wanted to drag me with him. But I don't like the gym. That's not my vibe. I like to walk around the neighborhood, you know? I stay active. I just don't feel comfortable at the gym. And so he gets super ripped, and then he sits me down and he's leaving me. He says he's leaving me because I don't care about my body, which is like totally unfair because I do take care of myself. I just don't care about, you know, going to the gym every single day, twice a day, like it's my freaking religion. So
yeah.
Anyway, he dumped me because I wasn't a gym rat. Like,
part of me is like, good, he showed you the person that he is. But then the other part of me is like, why can't we be healthy in different ways? Like, why does it have to be the gym and protein shakes? And you're doing your own thing. And you, like you said, you're healthy. And so, I mean, how do you feel now about it? Are you kind of like relieved you got that out of the way? I got to imagine it really stung.
I mean, at first it was terrible, but right now, like you said, show me your true colors. And guess what? I'm happier, healthier than you ever saw me. So, you know, I still don't go to the gym.
And you sound happy, Robin.
She sounds great.
I appreciate the call. We're getting a lot of texts. This one says, I've always been with people who made their health a priority. I ended up marrying someone who I met at the gym. I couldn't be with someone who didn't have any self-motivation to improve themselves, mind, body, and soul. You have to be with someone with a common path or it will not work. My husband and I motivate and encourage each other, and that is why I love him so much. Let's talk to Anonymous. Anonymous, what's your situation?
I'm currently going through that situation right now.
Not necessarily weight loss, but it does have to do with the outgrowing somebody situation. I am the one pretty much putting my foot down. And, you know, you can only wait around for so long until there's no change. And I waited around nearly 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been in this relationship for 7 years.
Do you ever feel like, okay, you know, of course you want someone to feel better and your routine may be changed. Do you think that, you know, when you are with someone, you kind of... You see things through them, through the health changes and the stress changes and things like that? Or are you like, we're just two different people now?
Yeah, you kind of change and you see that you are different people. Like, I'm willing to make the changes to heal and to grow and to become a better me, especially being in the middle age. And when you, and my partner is a female, so we deal with it too.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's not really trying to make those changes, or, you know, same thing with the walking. She doesn't want to go, doesn't want to help walk the dogs, doesn't want to do anything. And she has been losing weight on her own, but differently, you know, not really getting the exercise. I like to be outdoors. And so it's just, yeah, you know, life changes, you have different goals. And I feel like I'm more motivated.
What do you think you're going to do now?
Well, we're still living together. We've been broken up for about 3 months now. And it is confusing as far as that goes, navigating that. But in the next few months, I think she's planning to move out. So that will work for us.
Yeah. Oh, well, wow. I'm sorry it's come to that. You know, that's a hard situation to go through.
Yeah, especially regardless. Still living with your ex. That's another situation there.
Our boss is going to kill me because we're late, but I'm going to take another call. Owen, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Hey, first off, kudos to Robin. You go out there and rock it, girl. second off, my wife and I have lost weight together. I started it. No pressure, because there's an emotional component to food and weight and everything else. So adding more pressure doesn't necessarily ever help the situation. It can create even worse. So my wife and I have both lost weight. I've down 35 pounds. She's down 50. She's actually excelled beyond me. I cheer her every day that she's done better than I have. And that is that's what makes our relationship last 34 years.
Wow.
Is we cheer each other on.
I feel like, I mean, I'm getting excited just hearing that you cheer her on.
Yes.
Like, that is such a motivation when your significant other is like your biggest cheerleader.
Didn't I tell you when me and James joined a weight loss program, and then James just kind of followed along just by the side, and he lost way more weight than I did.
Guys always lose weight faster than women. Like, it's the worst, but you're happy for them.
I am.
Hey, Gil, wrap this up for us. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that what you said is just right, right? Cheerleader, being supportive should be enough, right? If you're one of the parties in a marriage that's, you know, going on weight loss and a lifestyle change and, you know, really messing up with your routine and getting it going, you know, your partner needs to be your rock and your foundation. Now, if they're not supportive and accepting of what you're doing, that's one thing, but necessarily doing it with you and that results in a divorce is kind of extreme, in my opinion. I just went through this similarly. Just the weight loss part. My wife was not on the diet with me, but I just lost 75 pounds in 5 months.
Wow.
Whoa. Right.
Congratulations.
And that, thank you so much. It's in, you know, like lunatic level discipline. And obviously it affects the household. And we've got two young children, a 9-month-old and a 2.5-year-old. And my wife was supportive. She wasn't on the diet with me, but she was cooking the things that I needed to eat. And she was making sure that I had the time and space to get my routine going. And I was making sure I was handling things at the house. And even though we weren't aligned exactly on what the mutual goal was, we knew that we were going to be supportive of each other and make it happen harmoniously. And I think that's the basis of keeping things going. It's communication, it's planning, it's making sure that everybody's on the same page, even if they're not doing the exact same thing you are, or, you know, really kind of going in the same direction. At least there's cohesion in the plan and in the lifestyle change that ends up being positive. It might have a positive impact on the partner who's not participating. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, but you never gave her the ultimatum saying, I'm doing this, that, therefore you must do this. Otherwise, our marriage is over. You know, she still gave you the support that you needed, and you were able to do it together.
Good for them. I'm like motivated to lose weight now. Can we all just join a weight loss program now?
Well, don't make us do it with you.
Okay, no pressure.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Melody, your caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing on this Friday?
Good. Sitting in the carpool drop-off line.
Awesome. Well, you got a little time to win yourself some Olivia Dean tickets, all right? We've got two categories left here for you to choose from. Do you want to go with Wrap It Up or Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree?
Let's go with Wrap It Up.
Wrap It Up. Okay, Make a Gift Day was on Wednesday. These are all things that are associated with gift wrapping. Have you done any of that yet?
I wish I could say yes.
I know, same. I have not done a single gift wrap, but we're going to get this. We just need 6 and 60 seconds. Are you ready to do this?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is what you cut the wrapping paper with. You use a pair. Yes. This is what you put on the top of your gift. A pretty little what?
A ribbon. Bow.
A bow, yes. This is if you use a gift bag, you stuff it with this stuff.
Tissue paper.
Yes. It comes in rolls, different patterns.
Wrapping paper.
Yes. This is what you would put on the bag so they know who it's to.
Gift tag.
Yes. This is you might write Merry Christmas in one of these and send your
greeting.
Your holiday what with your family on it. It's your holiday
Christmas card.
Yes.
Yay!
Wow, Melanie, see? Sitting in the pickup line or the drop-off line is so boring, yes. Except when you're playing Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Odyssey, helping local business tell your story.
So a new report shows that resolutions are losing their grip on us. Only 18% of adults made one this year, 2025. Last year, it was 38%, and half of people who did make a resolution admit that they failed it. Almost half of people say they didn't even make it 6 months. Did you guys make any resolutions this year? And if so, did you keep them?
So I'm a big I'm not really big into New Year's resolutions, right? But I did make one last year, and it was to go to the gym 200 times this year.
Wow.
And I'm currently at 198.
Oh, my gosh. So, that is incredible. What? Congratulations.
Thank you. So if I go today, which is the plan, I'll be at 199. So I should hit the mark on Monday.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, I was going to say, then you don't even have to go until December 31st again.
This is true. But like, I don't want to lose, you know, all that progress.
That momentum. Wow. That's impressive. Wow.
I didn't do any resolutions, honestly, this year. I was just like, just make it out alive.
Yeah, just to survive. Yes. That was kind of my same way of thinking. The top reason that people give up is pretty simple. People just lose steam. And then another issue is lifestyle. If the change you want doesn't really line up with your personal values or the way you live, it's not going to stick. But they do say people have better success when the goal is tied to a permanent shift instead of just a temporary challenge. So something to look forward to in 2026 if you do decide you want to make one.
Oh, maybe. I'll think about it. I like that goal though, Ramon. Maybe I'll steal it and just do 50 times.
Just start with one. It's like mini goals. Go, mini, yeah, goals.
I did it.
Also this morning, the new study shows loneliness is growing beyond young adults. 40% of people over 45 say they feel lonely, and that number is up from 35% in 2010 and 2018. The study found a real negative connection between loneliness and factors like age and education and income. People who feel lonely spend more than 7 hours alone per day, and the average person in this age group spends less than 6. And researchers say, you know, reaching out to a friend, joining community activities, just starting a small conversation can really help break the cycle.
Do you think that you see maybe yourself or some of your friends and family in this part of the, because it says age over 45?
Yeah, it's like it's 45, but they focused on the young adults at the beginning part of this survey. Like, young people are the most lonely.
Mm.
And so you think, yeah, about that. And I personally feel like it's the time we're in. I think a lot of people are kind of secluding themselves a little bit, not to get away from people, but it's just you get tied up in your everyday life and work and family and whatever. And I think a lot of people just kind of take that downtime for themselves.
I actually went on a phone call with one of my good friends that I haven't talked to in like maybe a year, 2 years. And they were supposed to be my best friend. And I was like, I have not done a good job as a best friend towards them and keeping because I'm so caught up in the day to day to day. Then I actually apologized to him. I'm like, I am so sorry that I haven't been able to like keep contact with
you. It's funny you say that, because same thing. Like, I was talking to my best friend a couple weeks ago. I was like, man, I haven't seen you since February and we're supposed to be best friends. So yeah, I mean, he works, I work. And so yeah, you get
But tired. What's he your excuse? You live in the same city.
He bought a house.
Yeah. Sometimes you just go into that hibernate mode where you just don't talk to anybody. It's really weird. Finally this morning, so Babbel, they released their list of words Americans struggled with this year. They worked with the captioning group to figure out what words may have made us trip. And the top mispronounced word is actually a name. It's the new mayor of New York City, Zohran Mamdani. That is the number one most mispronounced word of 2025. Next is Manjaro. I hope I'm saying, I don't think I said it right.
I think it's Manjaro.
Manjaro?
I don't know.
Manjaro.
They have it phonetically here and it says Monjaro.
Okay.
Monjaro.
Monjaro.
Then the museum in Paris.
The Louvre.
Yes, the Louvre. Yes.
Mm-hmm. They say saying the R part without the accent is risky unless you are in Paris.
Louvre.
Acetaminophen made the list too. And Alex Murda rounds out the top five. It's Alec. Oh, see, I already said it wrong. Alec Murdoch. Oh my gosh. Who is that?
I have no idea. I don't even know who you're talking about, but Murdoch.
Say that other word again, though.
Which one? Acetaminophen?
Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I can't say it. I can't even try.
Try it.
Acetaminophen.
No.
Acetaminophen.
What about, how do you say the state you're from, Mercedes?
You did?
Okay. Well, you're from Denver, but what's the name of the state?
Oh, the state. Oh, yes. I thought you were talking about the steak sauce. Okay, wait. What do you want to know?
Worcestershire sauce?
I can't say that.
Worcestershire.
No, I want to see how you say the state you're from. Born and raised.
Colorado.
Not Colorado. It's
Colorado.
Colorado.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's different than like when people, it's saying it the way you say it is the equivalent of saying,
don't do it.
Nevada
and Colorado.
Colorado. It's Colorado, not Colorado.
Good to know.
It's Leviosa. It's Mix 94.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.